you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Armed for Battle, But Unwilling to Fight.
You know, a word fitly spoken in season is sweet. One out of season is just causes trouble. But Lord, give me the wisdom that if I'm the one to minister, to know how and when. If not, Lord, send somebody across their path to minister. That's how you deal with an opposing enemy, a person who's giving you a hard time. You pray for them. Because you know what? They can't run from the prayers of God. God's going to send somebody, because when we pray, and it's God's will to all men be saved, so we know we're praying in accordance with his will that this man be saved, and that somebody come by and minister to him, it will change him. Somebody will come by. As you pray, something's going to happen to give him another chance. And he's either going to get in, get out, or get run over, but the word of God will not return void. But we have to love them enough. Love, remember, looks through a telescope, and envy looks through a microscope. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, one of the things it says about love is love envies not. Now, love looks through a telescope, envy through a microscope. And you know the difference between telescope and microscope is, you know, you look at a telescope and see things far away. You look at a microscope to see things real, real close. And what I mean by that is love will overlook people's human behavior. It will overlook people's errors and problems. Envy will get out of microscope and find out everything wrong with them, because you envy them for being successful. You envy them for being over. You envy them for this, that, and the other. Envy will get out of microscope and it will break the person down, and you'll know every flaw and every problem they have. That's what envy sees. But love just sees in general that that's a beautiful human being. I was looking at somebody the other day, and something just hit me. I just looked at this lady. She looked kind of ragged. I was at a supermarket or something. And I looked, and, ooh, boy, she's smelling bad, too. Actually, I was at work. And she came in, and she smelled bad, and her teeth were rotten. And I said, what did she do? Just come off the street? You know, real derelict type. But she came in, and I looked at her, and I said, I bet this lady doesn't get a lot of love. I bet not. Because of the way she looks, and the way she carries herself, and the way she smells, I bet not a lot of people are nice to her. And she needs some help on the computer. And I said, I'm going to be real nice to her. You know, I'm going to be nice to her, because if you act like that, and a lot of people say, oh, that's, no wonder they don't like her. I'm justified not loving her. You're not justified not loving anybody when God took you in your stinky sin and gave his clean, pure son to die for you. Nobody stinks too bad for us to love them. And I said, she probably doesn't get a lot of love. I'm going to be extra nice to her. I went out and I was kinder to her and more understanding with her and so forth than even beyond my job. Because she just seemed, and she didn't seem real sharp either, so she needed a lot of help. But I said, I'm just going to help her, because she doesn't look like she's had a lot of help. And that's probably why she's the way she is. Not a lot of people have helped her. And I helped her, and she was just so happy and so appreciative. There's other people I help. They don't even say thank you. Won't even say thank you. But I could have been like most other people and just brushed her off and kept going. Same thing happened when I was in the jewelry store. I was working in a jewelry store in Oklahoma. And there was a girl who came in, and one leg was shorter than the other, and it was twisted. She's walking like this, and she walked around the jewelry counter, and I had just come in the door. My manager was there, assistant manager was there, another employee were there. And of course, you know, in the jewelry business, it's competitive, so you jump up to get the sale because you get the commission. We're working on salary plus commission. This girl came in limping and like this, and nobody even said hello. Well, the manager did say, hey. You know, she walked by and he kind of looked at her. No salesman made a move to go to her. And I was coming in, I hung my coat up, and I came out and I saw that nobody even responded to her. Oh, who is this girl limping around here? Who is she? Nobody even responded to her. And that hurt me, because I just felt that. I said, well, she should have the same right as any other customer. You know what I mean? Any other customer came in that door, we'd be up there on it. Hello, how are you doing? You know, going through the spiel, trying to get a sale, trying to be nice, trying to be polite. They just ignored her. And they talked amongst themselves. And I came out and put my coat on, and I went over to the counter. And I said, hi, how are you? And I sat and I talked to her and I dealt with her. And turned out she was wanting to buy a wedding ring. She had cash. She bought a wedding ring from me within a half hour, $1,795 cash, plus the taxes, cash. And my manager just looked at me and said, Robert, I don't understand you. I said, well, you guys didn't help her. You just never know, do you? You just never know. But I was nice to her. I was kind to her. Her mother came in around the corner. Her mother was very happy that I was nice to her, because her mother saw I was treating her like a regular person. I wasn't treating her like she's some twisted up, crippled something. Like that makes you not a regular person. She was still a regular person. She needed love and required love like anybody else. So I showed love to her. I did not stand around and do like the rest of them and say, well, you know, here I am. I'm a Christian. And I think all of them were professing to be Christians except one. I'm going to go out there and be moved by love. And I got moved by love, and I happened to have been monetarily rewarded, even though that wasn't my motive. I was helping her because she deserves help like everybody else. She's a human being. We look at people's twisted bodies, and sometimes we look beyond. They are the same as us, made in the image and likeness of God. There are people who get treated like they're retarded because they have a speech impediment. That is only by us when we're ignorant and we judge a person by what we perceive, instead of realizing that person has a spirit inside of them, and their spirit is not impeded unless somebody doesn't minister to them.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Even though that wasn't my motive, I was helping her because she deserves help like everybody else. She's a human being. We look at people's twisted bodies, and sometimes we look beyond. They are the same as us, made in the image and likeness of God. There are people who get treated like they're retarded because they have a speech impediment. That is only by us when we're ignorant and we judge a person by what we perceive, instead of realizing that person has a spirit inside of them, and their spirit is not impeded unless somebody doesn't minister to them. There's a lot of people who could be spiritual giants on the inside if some of us so-called spiritual giants would give out and not just be so stuffed up with what we collected. That's ministry, people. Anything short of that, you're not ministering. God ministered to the whole world. He so loved the world that he gave. Jesus saw the multitude and knew they had followed with him for 3 days and yet have not eaten. And moved by compassion, he fed them. He saw the multitude of the sick and the hurting and the weeping and the crying and all types of afflictions. Moved by compassion, he healed them all. And he told us to go out two by two, one by one, and repeat the work I've began. You're my ambassadors. You're to go to a land I have not gone. And that could be right next door, because Jesus hadn't seen my neighbors. You can go to a land, a place I have not gone, and as ambassadors of Christ, go there and do as I would do. Go there and represent me. If Jesus saw a derelict on the street and the derelict came for help, he wouldn't say, oh, that person stinks, and walks away. He was hanging around the stinky bunch, the tax collectors and all those, because he said, does a doctor have need of a physician? He said, the sick are the ones that have need of a physician, not the well. He said, does the well have need of a doctor? The well don't need a doctor, the sick do. And he said, that's who I went to. I'm looking for the stinky, the dirty, the problematic, the ones that aren't happy, the ones that are mean, the ones that curse, the ones that are dirty, the ones that are sinful. That's who I came for. I didn't come for those who are already clean, wearing righteous robes. I came for the dirty ones. The ones who don't love me, the ones who don't know me, the ones that have a problem. If we aren't going to minister to the world, who's going to minister to them? Because it's just us and them. We have to allow ourselves to be moved from inactivity to activity by realizing that as we collect the word, we're collecting it to do something with it. We're going to let it go straight through us. We've got to realize that as we allow ourselves to be moved by compassion. If compassion is not something you turn on and off. You're a compassionate person, not compassionate, but I'm talking about the times where as you become sensitive to the Holy Spirit, there will be times when your heart will go out. There will be times when God will lead you through compassion. Might be a crowd of sick people, but your heart might go out to one person and go pray for them. And you go pray for that person, and the power of God will go into them, and they'll get up healed. Because you follow the leading of God, and God will lead you through compassion. He will move you into action through compassion. He will move you into an action just because you love people. I see a need that I have time and I'm able to do. I'm going to help that person. But if you don't love them, I don't care. Remember, love is the selfish one. Love is kind. Kindness is the ability to love people more than they may deserve to be loved. That's kindness, the ability to love them more than they deserve to be loved. Don't make people earn your love because God didn't make you earn his. I love them even in that ugly state. I may not like them. You know, let's be honest. Some people I don't like, but I have to love them enough to realize Jesus died for them just like he died for me, and I'm no better than them. I'm just different. I'm no better. I'm just different. They are in the likeness and image of God, made in his likeness. I was made in his likeness and image. I'm different because I chose to receive and walk in that. I don't even know if they've had the opportunity to receive. Am I the one, Lord, who should give them the opportunity? I'm the one to put down a seed and then some other people come behind me and water. Am I the one, God? Am I going to go and say, God, what about all the wasted years? Or am I going to be the individual who praises and thanks God? I don't want to be the one who says, Lord, all the wasted years. Love, compassion, and knowledge. We need them all in order to witness well. Each and every one. We want our prayer to be that we have love for the world. We want to say to God, love the world through me, Lord, this world of broken men. Thou didst love through death, Lord, O loving me again. Souls are in despair, Lord, O make me know and care, Lord. When my life they see, may they behold thee, O love the world through me. Dr. Harding wrote that, and he wrote that from his heart. And that should be our prayer. Lord, love the world through me. As we've built ourselves up in the Word and we've girded our loins and the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, our feet shod with the gospel of peace, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and advance into the kingdom of the enemy with the Word of God. Take the Word that you have and give that Word out. That is the only offensive weapon we have. We can put on the breastplate of righteousness and defend ourselves from sin and going to hell all our lives. But if you don't ever take that sword, which is the Word of God, and start stabbing into the enemy's kingdom and start making a way, take the Word of God, which divides apart asunder spirit and soul. Take the Word of God that when you speak it to people, it goes to their heart as a sword and it cuts out the good and the evil and it makes them a clear choice. You're going to follow God or you're going to follow Satan. And then when they're faced with that ultimatum, a certain percentage of them will say, I'll follow God if that's who you follow because I like the way your life is. Have your testimony and your witness together. Take the Word of God, the only offensive weapon. You can stand behind an armored tank all day long and never be hit by any fiery darts, but you will never advance to the kingdom. You'll never lead anybody to the Lord. You'll never be one who plants or waters or reaps the harvest if you don't take that sword, which is the Word of God, and go and give it out. We've got to give it out. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for a message that moved our hearts, Father. We thank you for a message that...
Today's message has been, armed for battle, but unwilling to fight.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the Word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a beautiful